Hello, once again, everybody. I decided to make another episode. A few months later, I know. I don't know. I don't really know what happened there. I just couldn't figure out what to talk about. I kind of felt like the last few episodes were just kind of low effort. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just take a break, wait until, you know, like that inspiration comes back again. You know, I don't know if I'm probably not going to be consistent, but I will definitely upload here and there, and, you know, I'll try to get the word out when I do. But yeah, we're in college now. Whoop-de-doo. You know, I can't really say many of you because I don't really know how many people are listening anymore. I know many of my friends have gone to college too, and we are, you know, starting our, I guess, sort of professional career. Like, you know, we're starting a new chapter in our life. That is exciting. Honestly, I've been really liking college so far. I really like just having a dorm room. I really like being around so many different people that I've never met before. It's really exciting. We've had COVID still, as many of you know. We are still facing that. I think I heard that I think it was like March or something. They're planning on having a vaccine. Don't quote me on that, but that's exciting, you know. I had to get quarantined. Yeah. So I had to go in this, in Eau Claire they have this this hall that they have only for, I don't know if it's isolation and quarantine, but at the very least for quarantine people. So I had to go spend 2 weeks in there. I didn't have COVID. But because of my ex-roommate, Tony Maddie, he apparently was in contact or something. No, I mean, I have a whole story about that. I don't know if I should tell it or not, because he might listen and then he might get butthurt because I'm, but I don't know. I mean, what happened here was that he got, like, the antigen test or whatever, and he's supposed to quarantine or bunker in our room for 2 days. So, you know, right there I have contact. So, yeah, he ended up having it. He ended up getting it, and then he went home to Lexi, of course, because why wouldn't he? I was stuck in quarantine. So yeah, Tony and I were roommates at the beginning of the semester. But we had just a dumb situation. I don't know if I want to talk about it. Like, as much as I would love to. I don't know. I'm really thinking. Because, like, honestly, I'm not really friends with Tony anymore. I don't consider myself to be a friend of his. Because he hasn't really made any type of effort since junior year. when he started dating Lexi to be my friend. And so, you know, trying to decide if I want to delve into any personal matters here. You know what? Fuck it. I will, because this is my fucking podcast. Fuck it. I'll tell the story. This is good content, actually. So, yeah. Tony and I are roommates, okay? And we get here, you know. The day I get here, or we officially have to move in, you know, I got the shit that I brought from home that I didn't move in here. So, you know, I bring that shit, like my TV stand and shit. So I got all these boxes and shit in our room, and he's nowhere to be found, you know. He's off with Lexi right away, of course. You know, he doesn't want to help me move our stuff in. So yeah, I move our stuff in, I get it all set up, pretty much. Fast forward, I think I spent about 3 or probably 4 weeks, like a month, being roommates with him, but he only spent probably 4 at the very max. So 3 nights in our own room. So it's basically like I didn't have a roommate. Excuse me. And so, as I was saying before, I'm like, hey, you want to get food or something? He's like, oh, I'm going to go hang with Lexi, actually. I have plans with Lexi. It's like, fuck you, dude. Whatever. Like, I'm trying here. It was annoying because he would, he'd keep trying. It was annoying to me because he would still, try to joke around with me and shit. But it was just weird because it's like, dude, you haven't talked to me in, how fucking long? You know? So I was like, you know, whatever. So yeah, as I was saying before, he got that antigen test. I don't know how many of you know what that is. And he's supposed to stay in our room for 2 days, it was, so he can wait for the results. And dude literally walks in with Lexi, his girlfriend. I don't know if I mentioned that, you know, they're dating. For those of you that don't know, but I feel like it's pretty common knowledge at this point. They both walk in, and Tony's just like, hey, would you be fine, or would it be alright if Lexi stayed in here for the 2 days that I have to? And I was like, what? You know, I agreed at first, because it was like, you know, that's a really, backed me into a corner here. What else am I supposed to say? So I'm like, fine, I guess. I mean, whatever. But you know, I did not want to. I was very that's just not something you do. It just irked me. So I'm like, whatever, big deal. So they're both in the room still, and I'm just, you know, playing video games or working on homework or whatever I was doing. And they go up in his bed. And after 20 minutes or so, no, I don't know for sure, but it seemed like they started getting a little close to each other. I don't know if they were getting a little frisky. I don't know, but I was assuming that they did. So I was like, all right, you know, I don't really want to be in the room for this. This is weird. This is awkward. I'm gonna just dip out real quick. So I go walk to this trail that I would go to smoke on, and it leads down towards the water if you go a certain way. So I just went there. I went down there by the lake, or the river, I mean. I just skipped some rocks for a while. I was a little pissed off, you know. I was skipping rocks, and at the same time I texted my dad, and I just told him what was up in the situation, because I was just mad. I guess, or uncomfortable or whatever. So yeah, you know, I'm texting him out off the side as I'm skipping racks. And then I decide to text Tony. I'm like, you know what, man? I'm just not that comfortable with this, so I would prefer if you could just not have her in the room for the next 2 days. Like, it's just, it's 2 days. It's 2 days. And no, he gets kind of mad or defensive. And he's like, well, I'm never there, so why should it matter if, you know, if this one time I just have her here for 2 days? But that doesn't really make sense, because why does it matter if you're not there? Like, I still don't want to share a room with you and your girlfriend. Like, that's awkward. And he, like, I don't want to have to listen to the flirting, you know? Like, that's just weird. It's awkward. And I don't want to have to, like, shield myself or whatever if I'm changing from the shower. You feel me? So, like, that was my stance on it. I did not want to do that. But no, we text each other for, like, the next hour and a half or something. Just arguing. Like, he's not making very good points. So, yeah. And then my dad, as I'm texting him, he's like dating, you know, he's partnered, significant other, whatever you want to call it, like a nurse. And so she's like frontline dealing with COVID and that shit, you know? So he's really like, I don't know what the word would be. Like, he's really as preventative as he can be for COVID, I guess. So he's like pissed off. So he calls the school because he's like, that's not okay. He's putting you at risk, and he's putting the community at risk, because if he does have COVID, then his girlfriend has COVID. And since she's not going to be bunkered, she's going to be just fucking spreading it. Which is a point I made to him too. And I was like, that's just really not smart, dude. But he didn't want to listen to me or anything. So yeah, my dad calls the school, and then my hall director gets in touch with me, and she's like, so I know about the situation that's going on, and I can offer you your own room if you'd like. And I was like, hell yeah, that's fucking, yeah, why wouldn't I want that? Just chill. So yeah, I got my own room, and it's been a vibe sesh, it really has been. So yeah, that's my story with Tony. Not too impressed with how, with the direction he's going, I guess. Like, really just, he's not, I don't know how to say it in a nice way, because I know he's probably going to end up, like, getting notified that this gets posted and listening to it, but I don't really give a fuck. Because it's just, he's done shitty stuff, and you just, after a certain point, you can't let shit slide. You know, that's self-care. It really is. So, I don't know. They're honestly probably gonna end up getting married or something, and then Tony will probably end up hating his life down the road, because for some reason he's so infatuated. And it's like his first like committed relationship, I guess. Like, it's the first relationship, like, I think since like 8th grade. So yeah, and he's had some first time experiences with her, so you know, mentally, that is, like, really special to you when you're just, like, experiencing shit for the first time. So I can't say I necessarily blame him, but at the same time, it's crazy how, like, I guess blind he's just been. Like, so many people have tried to just talk to him about how unhealthy his relationship is. I've tried to talk to him. Like, fucking, you can spend time with other people, you know, Tony. He's just like, oh, my dad, blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever, dude. Like, if you can literally spend 24/7 with your girlfriend, you can make time to spend with your friends. It's just, it's dumb, man. And, like, Tony was in a group chat that we had with, a few, you know, they with the guys that have guest starred on that one previous episode. He was in a group chat, or he was. And we would, like, invite him to do shit all the time. And he just, he would always make the same excuse, like, oh, it's my dad. Like, no, it's not. It's really not. Or, like, he would spend all the time with his girlfriend, so his dad doesn't, like, won't let him have any more time to do shit. So, yeah. Probably shittiest friend I've ever had. Close to Chase. I don't know if I've talked about Chase before. I think I have a little bit. So, yeah. Number one thing you do when you have friends is not that. You don't. So yeah, that's what I gotta say about that, I guess. He's gonna probably end up making some choices he regrets. But whatever. That's his life, you know, it's not mine. If that's what that's how he wants to take it, that's fine with me. I can easily find a new friend. Like, whatever. Alright. So yeah, it was, you know, it's end of November now. We just had Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving. I really do. I hope you spent good time with your family, your loved ones, had some real introspection on what you're thankful for this holiday season. It was also my birthday on November 24th, you know. So that was cool, I guess. I mean, I did spend, like, Thanksgiving and my birthday, like, completely alone. But it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. That's not, it's not sad at all. It's not. It's not depressing. No, it's not. But I did, like, it's November 30th when I'm recording this. So the last 2 days I went back up to Tomahawk and I just chilled with the Gramps and my brother. We got a new cat. His name is Louie. He's white and orange, and I like him a lot. He really just chills. Like, he'd probably be me if I was a cat, to be honest. Like, he always does, like, you know that thing where cats just, like, walk, and then they just, like, head to the ground, like, roll on the ground, and show their stomach or whatever. He does that a lot. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but yeah, my grandpa did sauce me like $200 for my birthday. It's pretty solid. I went up a few weekends ago too, and he gave me another $200 check. He gave me a $200 check, and I get back to school, and I'm like, you know what? I should probably do my laundry. Forgot my fucking check was in my pocket. It went through the washer and the dryer like 4 times because for some reason the washer was being fucky that day. And like, or no, the dryer. I don't know. The washer made my clothes extra fucking wet. Or I didn't wait for it to like rinse or something. So yeah, that check got absolutely fucked. Sucks because that would have been an extra $200. But whatever. you know, I probably could afford like the PlayStation 5 right now, but it's like, you know, it's whatever. I don't even care. Don't care. So yeah. But they do have like a plasma donation center around here, and I gotta start hitting that up. I think they said you can make like $700 your first month from an ad I heard. So like that's $700 for just donating your plasma. And like I donated blood before. That was really fucking weird though. It's just uncomfortable. Like they had me hold a ball, and so when it might like when the needle was pumping out my blood, I would like squeeze it, and you could like literally accelerate the progress, and you could feel by squeezing the ball, and you could just feel it, like every time you squeeze you could feel the blood just like rush. Oh, it was weird. But yeah, I gotta get over that uncomfortableness, because I gotta start making some fucking money. I should have a job probably. I might get one soon as like a fucking fucker, they called janitor. Yeah, just, you know, cleaning shit up in the lecture halls and shit. But yeah, I have not gotten a job because honestly, just because of who I am as a person, I get very easily overwhelmed, and I'm already like how do I say it in a way that doesn't make it sound so fucking I don't know what I'm trying to say here. So, like, I don't know if school might be for me or not. Like, you know, it's too early to tell, but, like, holy shit, dude. I do not think my brain can fucking do math anymore. I literally, like, I just don't know what it is. I have never liked math, dude. I have never been able to, like, be proficient at math. And you gotta do a lot of fucking math in college. So that might be a deal breaker for me right there. I might just drop out because of math. No, I'm playing. We're gonna try to raw dog this bitch. Get the degree. You feel me? But yeah, I've been seeing a lot of like fucking, like, TikToks, obviously. It's not like it means it's some fucking sign from the universe. It's like these people that are like, you know what, college is a scam, I dropped out, I bought a van, and I'm the happiest I've ever been. I get a lot of those, so who knows? I might buy a van and just vibe and live, honestly. Like, you think about it, there's really no reason life has to be as hard as it is. It's literally hard because we make it hard. And, like, that makes me think of, like, how society can be just so much more, that's not how I want to say it. Like, I just feel like the American government right now, like, we don't want to, like, try to change too much, because what we have, sort of, like, just the rules and shit we have, like, it sort of works, but it's not necessarily good. Like, I feel like you say the nation as a whole could be worked on for the better. I feel like you can't really dispute that. I don't know how we got to that topic, but I just, yeah. So, recently today, I believe I became an astrology ho. And I will explain why. No, I'm not like full blown like one of those fucking freaks, but so I figured out like you need your birth time and like your birthplace to figure out what like your rising sign and your moon sign is, and you can look up like your birth chart after that, and it'll tell you like I don't really understand it, but you got like different fucking moons and shit and like fucking moon sign. Like I don't really get it, but because of your birthday and your time of birth, that can really apparently fucking really impact who you are as a person. Like I was reading the description of like what having a fucking Pisces moon sign or whatever means, and it was like spot on. Like it's crazy. Like I have never felt so understood. Like I honestly, I thought it was like, oh, whatever. That shit's like just bullshit. Believe it if you're fucking, if you want, if you got fucking nothing better to do. But like, there's so much reading you can do with your birth chart, and it literally describes me almost to a T. It's so crazy. Like here, maybe I'll read one. I'll try to find. I'll try to find my favorite one. Shoot, which one was it? I don't want to keep you waiting too long. Oh, it's right here. Where's the good one? Aha. Wait, is this it? Fuck, I'm looking for one that just said I had like a charm, like some kind of special charm. I don't know. Just enjoy the background music while I find it. So this is my fucking 82 trine between the moon and Venus, whatever the fuck that means. You are generally amiable, I don't know if that's how you say that, amiable, and project a soft and yielding manner. You possess natural charm, and you are highly imaginative and sympathetic. You can make an excellent mediator and go-between. You are keenly aware of your need for relationships and intimacy. You have a well-developed respect for qualities typically associated with the feminine. People appreciate you for your tender heart and friendly diplomatic disposition. You should enjoy a good measure of personal popularity and success in your life. Although generally considered lucky with relationships and money, this is less about luck than it is about a certain level of inner peace and positive energy that attracts pleasant situations. At times, you can be complacent, downright lazy, and overindulgent in the pleasures of life. However, you are a peacemaker at heart and have an unusual ability to help and heal others. You are gracious and warm. Like, I know none of y'all are me, unfortunately for you, but that's pretty spot on. Like, yeah, I am fucking sometimes downright lazy and complacent, but fucking, I do have a natural charm, bro. Like, it's kind of crazy. And it's becoming, like, it's been very apparent lately. I don't have any examples, but it's just, like, crazy. And that brings me to another thing. Like, I got so much to talk about this episode, I think. So, like, I really do think, like, manifestation, that shit's like, it's happened too many times to me to not be fucking real. Or at least a little bit, you feel me? Because, like, literally, I will just think about shit, like, decently hard, you know? Like, that I want to happen. Or, like, if you, like, say it out loud, kind of, like, if you say, like, God, I just, like, I love how much money is in my bank account. I love that. I just have an excess of money that I don't even know what to do with. Like, basically like that. You're like, oh, I love this, like this, or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've literally done that for shit, and it's worked. Like, I would think about, like, speak something into existence one day just to, like, fuck around, you know, why not? And literally, like, 3 or 4 days later, or even the next day, it would happen. I'd be like, yo. So, yeah. And that also brings me to, like, since I've gotten to college, my mental health, never been happier. It's been great. I really think being stuck at home was just, like, it's true what they say. Like, living at home is rent, is fun because it's rent-free, but at the cost of your sanity. So, yeah. But I also do have to say that I'm pretty sure doing shrooms helped with like depression. Like, I don't like self diagnosing, but I don't know. This time last year, I think I was fucking sad or fucking anxious, super anxious or something like that. Ever since I took fucking mushrooms, I'm literally just vibing. I'm so happy with, like, who I am. I'm just fucking dancing around my dorm room sometimes. I'm just chilling. Like, it's been awesome. It's crazy. Like, I feel like I'm at the peak of my existence right now. But it's not, like, peak where it'll go down. But, like, it just feels like it'll keep going up. Because I've just felt, like, so positive lately. I feel like I'm just attracting good things, you know? So, yeah, that's been really great. And you know what? I have really got to recommend. I think it is something that everybody should do in their lives at least once, is take a trip on mushrooms. It is such an invaluable experience. Like, you can realize so much different shit about yourself. It can, like, if you've been having an issue, like, mentally or something like that, you've just been having something that's been in the back of your mind, and you want to, like, just deal with that, that is such a good, like, it's so hard to put into words. It's actually incredible. And, like, so I think I found, like, what I would want my dream job to be, and I think that would be, like, I don't know the exact term for what it's called, but it's like a therapist that would use mushrooms in, like, treatment, or a psychiatrist or fucking psychologist, whatever it's called. Yeah, I'm writing a paper about this right now for class, an annotated bibliography for my writing class about this, because I'm really fascinated, because, like, it is, they've done studies and shit like that where people that have done it, or, like, they microdose even for a certain period, like, stretch of days. Microdosing is just, like, where you take a little bit and, like, you don't even feel the effect, but, like, it'll just make your brain, like, neurons fire. Excuse me. Brain neurons fire a little bit better, I think, you know, basically, the basic terms. So, yeah, I'm really fascinated with that shit. I would love to, you know, help people with that and just guide them on trips, I guess. So, yeah, dude, psychedelics are super cool. Like, once you do them, you just have an appreciation for them. But that also, like, I think about it, too, and it's like, maybe it is just a fucking stupid drug. Maybe it just fucks with you, and it, you know what I mean? Like, fuck, I don't know. Like, I've thought about this so much, but I don't exactly know how to put it into words. Well, like, it's crazy because when you do trip, you like. Fuck, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, special shit happens to you. Like I said, like, stuff that you, like, might need to address in your life that might be subconsciously hurting you, you can really take care of it. So it's crazy that they, like, allow you to deal with that shit. So it's really hard to argue that it is just some stupid drug that just happens to affect you the way it does. So yeah, I really don't think that would... That they should be banned. Like, they should not be illegal. I think they could be a great tool for society. Like, because really all they do is make you think hard and, you know, see some cool ass fucking shapes. And what is wrong with thinking as a society, you know? The more thinking we do, the more breakthroughs we have, the better we can make this fucking place of an earth better to live on. Like, what inspired me to just get up and make this fucking podcast today is I saw a TikTok, and I talk about TikTok, I bring up TikTok way too much, you know, but it was literally a new, like, source of energy. All right, so this guy takes, like, I don't know how she explained it, like, plant fibers, and they, like, get stuck together, and then he puts resin over it. So it's like a sheet. It's like a kind of like neon yellow greenish tennis ball colored sheet. And you could stick it on a window or in between window frames or just like towards the sun. And it'll literally produce energy. I'm thinking probably in like a way somehow related to photosynthesis. You know, like, you take the sun and you get energy. Yeah. They're better than fucking solar... They're basically like solar panels, but they're better. Because they don't use, like, any toxic components. They literally produce energy better than solar panels. So, yeah, this guy just made this fucking energy source. So, hopefully, unlike other... incredible scientific breakthroughs into energy and shit like this, he doesn't end up fucking dying, because that happens way too much. These people will invent something like just game changing. Like, I remember I saw something about this car that literally ran on water, and the guy that created it died. I think he made a whole fucking trip like across the states or something. And to like prove that it worked just fine, and it did. And he fucking died mysteriously. And there's like evidence that like he was killed or something. You know, you can look it up if you don't believe me. But yeah, it's so nuts how much this world is controlled by money. Like, you know, obviously it's like the oil tycoon. Like, that's such a big fucking money maker. And like gas. So, you know, instead of making the world a better place, these jackasses with all the money at the top, they would prefer to just keep making money instead of making the world better for everybody. Not that... Well, not necessarily making the world better for everybody, because... I don't know, like, fuck am I trying to say? Like, not killing somebody doesn't directly impact. I don't know, that's a weird stretch right there I'd made, but you know what I'm saying. So, I hope at a certain point we stop doing that. Like, we gotta realize this is the only planet we got. And we should take better care of it. And, like, literally, science lets us know repeatedly that we can make better, like, energy preserving options with new inventions and shit like that. It's crazy. Like I was saying, like, the government and the United States keeps doing the same old fucking system where, like, it works, sure, but it's not necessarily good. Like, everybody's talking about, like, fucking capitalism being bad. And, you know, 1% should not own how much of the world's total wealth. Like, you know, we learned in econ, like, fucking, they have the power to influence the entire stock market and how the Dow Jones and shit works. It's just crazy, dude. I don't even know. It's crazy. I don't mean to sound, like, conceited or anything, but I just... for so long, I just felt like I'm kind of on a different wavelength than everybody else, you feel me? Like, everybody seems to just be so caught up with everything. That's not a good way to explain it. I don't know how to explain it. There probably really is no way to explain it. I don't know. I think I'm just definitely becoming a more spiritual person, honestly. Like I said, the zodiac shit is really cool. Oh shit, dude, I just got a Congress is going to vote on legalizing marijuana for the first time next month. Speaking of which, Madison basically legalized weed. It's like decriminalized, but I don't remember the limit, but you can possess a certain amount of marijuana and smoke it out in public, and it's perfectly legal. Like, it's fine. It's crazy. I don't think it's been passed yet. I think they're still, like, they voted to pass it, but it hasn't been put in effect yet. But yeah, like I said, or as I was talking about, I definitely think I'm becoming more of, like, a spiritual person. Like, it's so weird. It's so crazy to think that just, like, everybody's different, you know? Like, it's hard for me to believe that some people are even real, you feel me? Like, because there's definitely some NPCs in this world. There are some people that just straight up do not exist. Also, so I commented on, like, a meme page, just some stupid joke or whatever relating to the post. And this girl who lives in fucking California replied, and then she DM'd me just saying hi. And I was like, hi. And then the next morning she was like, I don't even know how I started messaging you, but I was tripping on acid last night. And I was like, oh, that's fucking dope. Yeah, I've done shrooms. Shit's cool. So we fucking have talked about, like, just spiritual stuff. It's been really cool. And it's so crazy, like, we just, like, have personalities that get each other, and it's crazy, because, like, we both believe in, like, manifestation and shit like that, and we're just, like, she just randomly DM'd me, and, like, we've just been talking about that shit, and it's really cool. So, yeah. I wish I could, like, explain how I think, but I can't. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I just think of myself as, like, a little bit different than everybody. Not like, I don't know. Like, it sounds dumb when I just say it like that to me. But, like I said, I just feel like I'm kind of on a different wavelength. But I don't know. Like, it's crazy that some people can be into, like, spirituality, and other people can just, you know, aggressively care about the economy and shit like that. I don't know, that's like apples and oranges right there, but you kind of get what I mean. I don't know, like, it's just crazy how people can focus on such crazy shit in life, but what are we actually supposed to focus on, you know? Like, I'm at the stage where, I don't know, I think life is just kind of more than meets the eye, you feel me? Like, fuck, I don't even know, man. I'm just trying to open my third eye, you feel me? I'm just trying to be woke. Just trying to figure out what's gonna make me happy in the long run. I don't know. But yeah, going back to my zodiac thing. Apparently, I've got like a super good birth chart. Like, I've got a fire sign, an earth sign, and a water sign. That's pretty cool. So that's like, I got a splash of like every personality, I guess, and that really makes sense to me. Like, that's what I've been feeling like. I feel like I can pretty much get along with anybody, and that's what they've said, that I can make friends and shit from all walks of life, you know, like I said with that little paragraph or whatever. I'm probably gonna have like a good deal of like, I think it was personal popularity or something like that. But yeah, personal popularity. I've got along with everybody. I've pretty much fit in throughout school, except when I moved to Hawaii, I was fucking not there. But no, I'm an easy person to get along with. Just vibe with me and I'll vibe with you. Don't be mean to me and I won't be mean to you. What have I even talked about this whole episode? Holy shit. This is definitely the longest one I've made, so I hope, I don't know, you get a lot to soak in with this one episode of me being back. So that's exciting. I wonder if you guys can, like, tell that I've grown or something, if I talk or seem different than I used to in my past ones. Starting to grow facial hair like pretty decently now. That's pretty cool. I think it makes me look like at least 2 times sexier, so let's go. Big dub. It could connect a little better, but you know, whatever. We're okay. That had nothing to do with anything, but yeah. I guess we're gonna wrap it up pretty quick here. I mean, I hope everybody's doing all right back in school. I know it's definitely different this year. I hope those of you in college are making the most of it, having fun. I think some people are sent back. I think, like, I'm back at school right now, but they had the option, you could go home, because we're just doing remote learning now anyways, where we just stay in our dorms pretty much, do classes online. We can still go get food from the cafeteria, but I think a lot of my friends are home right now, so that's kind of, I really do not want to go back home, dude. Like, I don't like being at home. Like, I straight up, it's so weird. Like, I've just been happier sitting on my ass in this dorm room for the past 3 months now. Yeah. And I've just been vibing. It's been great. So yeah, I hope in the time that I haven't talked to you all, I hope things have been good. I hope you've been prospering in life. I hope some good opportunities have come your way. Hope none of you are facing any strife. If you are, I'm gonna manifest that shit away, alright? Nothing but positive vibes. So with that, whenever it will be, I will catch you all on the next one. Hope you enjoyed your time with me today. I enjoyed my time with you. So, Godspeed, everybody. Love you very much. Goodbye.